Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're tackling a topic that's close to my heart. Making a home perfect for a senior dog. You know those golden years?
Absolutely.
You guys sent in a fantastic mix of articles, everything from the basics to some seriously creative ideas.
I love that.
So if your furry friend has started to show their age a little, we're going to help make those golden years really shine.
You know, it's fascinating how many of the articles emphasize really understanding those changes that our senior dogs are going through, you know, not just physically, but even how their emotions might be affected as they age.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that emotional piece as much, but it makes total sense.
Right.
And speaking of things that make sense, a ton of these articles highlight mobility as like a huge concern.
Yeah.
So what is it that makes this such a big deal for older dogs?
Well, their bodies are going through a lot.
Yep.
Arthritis is incredibly common, makes their joints stiff and painful, and then they lose muscle mass, which makes it even harder to get around.
Wow.
And then on top of that, their vision and hearing start to decline.
Right.
Which makes them feel unsure of their surroundings.
Yeah, so it's like their whole world is becoming an obstacle course.
Yeah, it really is.
And you know, a few of the articles really zeroed in on slippery floors as being like a major danger zone.
Oh, for sure.
You know, hardwood tile. It seems like anything that's not carpet is just asking for trouble with older paws.
Absolutely. Even a small slip can lead to some pretty serious injuries, especially if they've got those joint issues.
Right.
And one article even pointed out that long nails can actually make things worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can actually change a dog's gait and their weight distribution, which makes them more likely to slip.
Okay.
So regular nail trims are a must.
Got it. Okay, that's going on the to-do list for sure.
Yeah.
So besides like covering every inch of floor with rugs, what are some ways to make floors safer? I read one article that suggested like creating pathways with yoga mats, which I thought was pretty clever.
I agree. I think it's a great solution. You know, it gives them that traction without having to cover the entire floor.
Right.
And you can customize it, you know, to how your dog moves around the house.
I love that.
And speaking of getting around, we have to talk about ramps.
Yes, ramps are a classic for a reason, but you know, some of the articles suggested thinking beyond just ramps for accessibility.
Yeah.
I even read this one story about a dog owner who took the legs off their couch.
Wow.
To make it easier for their senior dog to get on. I mean, talk about dedication.
That's some serious commitment.
Right.
But it highlights the point that sometimes it's not about buying all this specialized equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's about really looking at your home with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
And figuring out how to just adjust things to make life a little easier.
So even something as simple as like rearranging the furniture to give them wider paths.
Exactly. Even shifting a coffee table a few inches can make a huge difference.
Okay.
And if walking is really difficult, you can think about using a dog stroller or a wagon.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So they can still enjoy going out and about.
Yeah. Keeps them involved instead of feeling left out.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about creating a comfy and peaceful place for them to rest. Because the articles mentioned that older dogs sleep a lot.
They do. It's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, they need more rest and the quality of their sleep becomes even more important.
Okay.
So a lot of articles recommend those orthopedic beds because they provide support for aging joints and can help relieve those aches and pains.
Yeah. I can see how that would make a difference.
Yeah.
And it seems like placement is important too, like keeping the bed away from drafts and noise.
Absolutely. You want to create that quiet, cozy spot where they can truly relax.
Right.
Some articles even suggested having like a designated safe space for them.
Okay.
Whether it's their crate, a quiet room, even just a little corner where they can feel secure and undisturbed.
So it's not just about physical comfort, but emotional comfort as well.
Exactly.
Now, this is something that you might not think about right away. Food and water bowls.
Mm.
I was surprised to see how much emphasis was put on making even those senior dog friendly.
It makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about what they eat and drink, but how they eat and drink it. And one of the most common suggestions is using those elevated bowls.
Which is especially helpful for dogs with neck or back pain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It helps them eat and drink without straining.
Okay.
But here's where it gets even more interesting. Several articles went beyond just the mechanics of it, and they said, think about the type of food your senior dog is getting.
Because their needs change as they get older.
Exactly. Mm. Their dietary needs shift.
Okay.
You know, they might need a different formula to support their joints, manage weight changes, or address any problems they're having with chewing.
So it's a good idea to talk to the vet about their diet.
Absolutely.
What about vision and hearing loss? Those seem like such big challenges.
They are, and you know, those were covered in a lot of the articles. It's a good reminder that as our dogs get older, our homes might not be as easy for them to navigate.
Right.
Losing their sight or hearing can make even familiar places confusing or even scary.
Yeah. So what are some simple things that we can do to help with that?
Well, one suggestion is using night lights to help with vision loss.
Okay.
And avoid rearranging your furniture too much.
Oh, okay.
Keeping things consistent helps them avoid bumping into things they can't see.
Gotcha.
And you can even put reflective tape on stairs to make them more visible.
I like that reflective tape.
Yeah.
So simple but effective.
Exactly.
And, you know, reading through all of this really made me realize how much I take my own senses for granted.
It's so easy to forget that our dogs experience the world so differently.
Mm-hmm.
And as their senses decline, you know, we need to be even more aware and sensitive to their needs.
And speaking of being sensitive, a lot of the articles talked about the emotional well-being of senior dogs.
Yes.
It's not just about making a home accessible. It's about making it calming and supportive, too.
Mm. It's a really important point.
Yeah.
Think about all the transitions a senior dog goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies are changing. Their senses might be fading. Their energy levels are lower.
Yeah.
All of that can lead to some anxiety and confusion.
It's like their whole world is shifting and they don't always understand why.
Right.
So what can we do to help them cope with that?
Well, the articles emphasize the importance of routine and predictability.
So a consistent schedule can help give them a sense of security.
Exactly. Knowing what to expect can really reduce their stress.
Okay.
And, you know, they might need more reassurance from us.
Mm-hmm.
Extra cuddles, gentle words, just spending time with them.
Yeah.
Patience is really key here.
And remembering that their behavior might change as they get older.
Absolutely. They might become more clingy or take longer to process things.
Yeah.
It's about being flexible and meeting their needs with compassion and understanding.
And don't underestimate the power of just being present with them.
I love that.
Offering a gentle touch, a loving presence that can make such a difference to a senior dog.
Yes. They may not have that puppy energy anymore.
Right.
But the bond you share only grows stronger.
Oh, I love that.
And as we explore these articles further,
okay,
you'll notice they really emphasize those small details that can make a senior dog's life so much better.
Yeah, those little adjustments that can make a big difference.
Exactly. Precisely like something as simple as grooming.
Mm-hmm.
Several articles pointed out how an older dog's skin becomes more sensitive.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about that, how they lose elasticity.
Exactly. It makes them more prone to nicks and cuts during grooming. So gentle handling is super important.
Oh.
And, you know, if they have arthritis,
yeah,
those awkward positions they have to hold for grooming can be really uncomfortable.
So what's the best approach there? Should we be looking for groomers who specialize in senior dogs?
That's definitely a great option.
Okay.
But, you know, even with a regular groomer, communication is key. Mm.
Let them know about any age-related issues.
Okay.
And work with them to make the experience as stress-free as possible.
It's like we're their advocates.
Yes.
Especially as they get older and can't necessarily tell us what's bothering them.
You are their voice.
And
since we're talking about things that might be stressful, let's talk about bath time.
Oh, yeah.
A few sources mention how challenging it can be.
Well, yeah, just getting in and out of the tub can be tough.
Exactly. Mm. And, you know, if they're unsteady on their feet, a slippery tub can be really scary.
Yeah, one article recommended using a non-slip bath mat.
Yes.
Which I thought was a great idea.
It is anything that adds traction and stability can make a big difference.
Okay.
And, you know, if your dog is really large or has mobility issues, some sources even suggested showering with them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
As an alternative.
Yeah, lots of cuddles and reassurance during bath time.
Exactly. It's all about turning it into a positive experience.
I love that. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about the physical side of things.
Right.
But let's go back to those emotional changes for a minute.
Okay.
Several sources mentioned that senior dogs can become more anxious or fearful.
It's so heartbreaking to see your once fearless pup.
I know.
Suddenly scared of things that never used to bother them.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, understanding the why behind those behaviors is so important.
Mm-hmm.
If your normally happy-go-lucky dog suddenly seems scared of everyday things or gets startled easily, it's not just them being grumpy or old.
Right.
It often comes down to those sensory changes we discussed earlier.
Like with their vision and their hearing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine how disorienting it would be if your world suddenly became blurry.
Wow, yeah.
Or sounds were muffled.
That's a good point.
That's what a lot of senior dogs are dealing with.
So how can we help them cope with those anxieties?
Well, reassurance and patience are so important.
Okay.
The source is really stressed, creating a calm and predictable environment.
So sticking to a routine as much as possible.
Yes, routine helps create a sense of security and control,
mm-hmm.
which can be so comforting
okay.
for a dog whose world feels a bit unpredictable.
So like feeding them at the same time each day, going for walks at predictable times,
yeah.
even having a consistent bedtime routine, all of that can make a difference.
Absolutely. It's all about establishing a sense of stability
right.
amidst all the changes they're experiencing.
Okay.
And remember, they might need a little extra TLC these days.
More cuddles, more reassurance, just letting them know we're there.
Exactly. And pay attention to their body language. Mm. If they seem stressed or overwhelmed,
right.
give them some space or try calming techniques like gentle massage or even playing soothing music.
Oh, I love that. Little spa day for our senior pups.
It can work wonders.
Yeah.
Now, one article brought up a topic that can be tough to talk about.
Okay.
Cognitive decline.
I know a few sources touched on what's sometimes called doggy dementia.
Exactly. And it's something that affects many senior dogs. And it can manifest in different ways.
Like confusion, disorientation, changes in their sleep patterns, things like that.
Yes, exactly. They might get lost in familiar places, forget their house training, or pace restlessly.
It's so sad to see, especially when you don't understand what's happening.
That's why awareness is so important. Knowing the signs can help you get veterinary guidance.
Right.
And make adjustments to support your dog.
So maintaining that consistent routine becomes even more important for a dog with cognitive decline.
Absolutely. Predictability is key.
Okay.
And the articles highlighted the importance of keeping their minds active.
To help keep those minds sharp.
Exactly. Engage them with puzzle toys, short training sessions, even simple games that encourage them to use their senses.
So even though their bodies are slowing down, we want to keep their minds engaged.
Yes, it's like keeping those mental gears turning.
I love that.
And remember, even with cognitive decline, there's still so much joy and love to be shared.
It's not about dwelling on what they're losing. It's about focusing on the moments you still have together. Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Speaking of enjoying those moments, let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about something that isn't directly related to home modifications.
Okay.
But is just as important exercise.
Okay.
One source emphasized keeping senior dogs active within their limits, of course.
Right. Even though they're slowing down, they still need physical activity.
Exactly. Regular exercise helps them maintain muscle mass, keep their joints mobile.
Right.
And can even improve their cognitive function.
Wow. Okay.
But it's all about finding the right balance.
So no more marathon walks or intense games of fetch?
Probably not.
Okay.
But shorter, gentler walks, swimming, or even just playing fetch in the backyard for a few minutes can all be great options.
One article I read mentioned the importance of warming up before exercise, just like we do.
Yes, exactly. Just like with humans.
Yeah.
It's important to get those muscles and joints moving gently
before
any strenuous activity.
Makes sense. A few minutes of slow walking or gentle stretches can make a big difference.
And of course, always check with your vet to figure out what type and amount of exercise is right for your dog.
Absolutely. Every dog is different.
Right.
And what works for one might not work for another.
We've covered so much ground already.
We have.
We talked about creating a safe and accessible home, addressing those invisible challenges like vision and hearing loss, providing emotional support, and even keeping our senior pups active. But there's one more area I wanted to touch on that I found really insightful.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Those little gestures, those acts of love and understanding.
Yes.
That go beyond the practical modifications and make a senior dog feel truly cherished.
You read my mind.
Ah.
Several of the articles talked about this seemingly small but incredibly meaningful things that we can do.
I'm curious what resonated with you the most.
Well, one that really stood out to me was this idea of slowing down.
Slowing down. What do you mean by that?
It's about recognizing that our senior dogs don't move at the same pace they used to. They might need extra time to get up to walk down the stairs or even to just finish their food.
It's about adjusting our expectations.
Yes.
And meeting them where they are.
Exactly. Instead of rushing them or getting impatient, we give them the time and space they need. We let them set the pace.
That's a beautiful way to honor their journey and show them respect.
Another thing that really resonated with me was the power of touch.
Touch like petting and cuddling.
Yes, but also gentle massage, brushing their fur, even just holding their paw.
Mm-hmm.
The articles talked about how touch can be so calming and reassuring for senior dogs.
Especially when their other senses might be fading.
Right.
Touch provides a really powerful connection.
It's a way to communicate love and support without words.
And don't underestimate the power of just talking to them.
Even though they might not understand everything we're saying.
Of course, it's not about the words themselves, but the tone of voice, the gentle inflection, the loving energy we convey.
It's about letting them know we're there for them, no matter what.
Now, speaking of being there for them.
Yeah.
One article touched on a topic that can be difficult to discuss at the end of life.
It's never easy to think about.
It's not.
But it's a reality for all of us who share our lives with dogs, especially as they get older.
And while it's a deeply personal and often painful experience, these articles offered some really helpful guidance.
I'm glad they addressed that.
I'm making that transition as peaceful and loving as possible.
What kind of insights did they offer?
Well, one key point was the importance of focusing on quality of life.
So making sure that our senior dogs are comfortable and happy, even in their final days.
Exactly. It's about prioritizing their well-being.
Right.
Even if it means making some tough choices.
So things like pain management, providing extra comfort, surrounding them with love, those become even more important.
Absolutely. And one article emphasized having open communication with our veterinarian.
So we can get guidance on how to best care for our dogs as their needs change.
Exactly. Vets can offer invaluable advice on pain management,
right,
end-of-life care options, and even just helping us understand what to expect.
Yeah, it's like having a compassionate guide to help us navigate that difficult time.
And remember, even though saying goodbye is never easy,
right,
the love and the memories we share, those last forever.
That's a beautiful thought. We've explored so much in this deep dive.
We have.
We've talked about practical modifications, emotional support,
navigating
cognitive decline, and even approaching that final transition with grace and love.
It's been a really comprehensive look at what it means to create a haven for our senior dogs.
Yes.
Both physically and emotionally.
But there's one more piece of this puzzle that I wanted to discuss.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What else is there?
Well, several articles talk about this idea of not just adapting our homes for our senior dogs, but also adapting our lives to meet their changing needs.
It's about more than just ramps and orthopedic beds. It's about a shift in our mindset.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that our senior dogs might need us in different ways now.
Right.
They might need more patience, more understanding, and more flexibility from us.
So things like adjusting our schedules to accommodate their needs, being more aware of their limitations, and simply being present with them in a more intentional way.
It's about realizing that their world is changing and adapting our own lives to make sure they still feel loved, secure, and included.
And that might mean saying no to things that are too much for them or finding ways to adapt activities to make them more senior dog friendly.
Yeah, maybe choosing a shorter walk instead of a long hike or skipping a crowded dog park in favor of a quiet playdate with a familiar friend.
It's all about putting their needs first and making choices that prioritize their comfort and well-being.
And you know, it's interesting. The articles suggest that those choices can come with some pretty amazing rewards.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. What kind of rewards are you thinking of?
Well, when we slow down and really tune in to what our senior dogs need, we often discover a whole new level of connection.
It's like rediscovering those simple joys of companionship, the quiet moments of affection, the bond that goes beyond words.
Beautifully said.
And in those moments, we realize that adapting our lives for our senior dogs isn't a burden, it's a privilege.
It's an opportunity to honor the journey we've shared, and to cherish every moment we have left together.
And that brings us to a point that was highlighted in several of these articles.
Okay.
This idea of planning ahead.
Thinking about our senior dog's needs before they become a pressing issue.
Exactly. It's like the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
I love that.
So instead of waiting until our dog is struggling with stairs or can't see well at night, we start making those small adjustments early on.
So, for example, one article suggested introducing ramps or pet stairs while your dog is still young and mobile.
That's a great idea. That way it's not a strange new object when their mobility declines.
Right.
It's just part of their routine.
It probably makes the transition a lot easier.
Another proactive tip I found interesting was gradually switching your dog's food to a senior formula
Oh, yeah.
before they actually reach their senior years.
A few sources talked about that, how senior dogs have different nutritional needs.
Exactly. So instead of abruptly changing their food when they become a senior,
Right.
which can upset their stomach,
Yeah.
you can slowly transition them to a formula that supports their aging joints, manages weight changes, and promotes overall health.
It's all about being proactive and making those changes gradually
Yes.
to set them up for success as they age.
Now, while we're on the topic of setting them up for success,
Yeah.
let's talk about something that I found particularly insightful.
Well,
This idea of incorporating senior dog-friendly elements into home renovations,
okay.
or even when choosing a new home.
So thinking long term, even before you have a senior dog.
Exactly. It's about considering those future needs and making design choices that will benefit both you and your furry friend down the line.
What kind of things are we talking about here?
Well, for starters, choosing flooring that provides good traction
Okay.
can make a huge difference for senior dogs, especially those with mobility issues.
So maybe opting for carpet non-slip tile or even those luxury vinyl plank options that look like wood but are more paw-friendly.
Precisely. And if you do have hardwood floors,
Right.
think about strategic placement of rugs or runners
Okay.
to create pathways for safer navigation.
Yeah, it's like creating those yoga mat pathways we talked about earlier,
Exactly.
integrating it into the design from the start.
Another thing to consider is the layout of your home.
Okay.
Open floor plans are probably ideal.
Right. Fewer tight spaces to navigate,
Exactly.
more room to move around.
And if you're doing any renovations, you could even consider wider doorways and hallways to make it easier for senior dogs, especially those using wheelchairs or walkers.
And what about outdoor spaces? Are there design elements that can make a yard more senior dog friendly?
Absolutely. One article suggested incorporating gentle slopes instead of steep steps
Okay.
to make it easier to access different areas of the yard.
And things like fencing, making sure it's secure enough that a senior dog who might be a little less aware of their surroundings can't wander off.
Excellent point. And if you have a pool, consider installing a safety fence or alarm system.
Right, for extra peace of mind.
It's about adding those extra layers of safety and security
Right.
that become even more important as dogs get older.
You know what else I found really interesting? A couple of sources mentioned creating a designated senior dog zone within your home.
Oh, a special space just for them.
Exactly. It could be a cozy corner in the living room, a quiet spare bedroom, or even just a comfortable spot in the kitchen where they have easy access to food, water, and their favorite bed.
It's like their own little sanctuary where they can feel safe, comfortable, and surrounded by familiar things.
And you can tailor it to their specific needs, like adding extra blankets for warmth nightlights for vision impairment, or even a white noise machine to block out any distracting sounds.
It's all about creating an environment that caters to their comfort and well-being,
Right.
a place where they can truly relax and recharge.
And you know what's amazing? The articles emphasized that these design choices don't have to be purely functional.
Oh, yeah.
They can be stylish too.
Exactly. There are so many creative solutions out there
Yeah.
that blend functionality and aesthetics.
So you can have a senior dog-friendly home that's also beautiful and reflects your personal style.
Exactly.
It's about making those proactive choices, thinking long term, and
Yes.
creating a space that supports your dog's well-being through every stage of life.
I love that.
Me too. And I love how these articles go beyond just giving us a list of tips. They really get us thinking about what it means to create a truly loving and supportive environment.
I agree. It's about more than just checking things off a list.
Yeah.
It's about understanding our dog's needs, anticipating their challenges, and adapting our homes and our lives to make sure they feel loved, safe, and included.
It really is about creating that haven feeling for them.
It is. And you know what I found really inspiring? So many of these articles talked about the incredible resilience of senior dogs.
Yeah, even as their bodies change and their world feels different, they still bring us so much joy.
Exactly. And it made me realize that the love we share with our dogs can actually teach us a lot about how to live our own lives with more grace and appreciation.
I love that.
And that made me think, what if we could extend that haven feeling beyond our homes? What if we tried to make the world more senior dog friendly?
That's such a cool idea. Where do we even begin with something like that?
Well, I think awareness is a good first step.
Okay.
The more we understand the challenges senior dogs face,
Right.
whether it's difficulty getting around or feeling anxious because their hearing isn't what it used to be,
the better we can advocate for them.
So that might mean speaking up for more accessible spaces in public places or encouraging businesses to be more pet friendly.
Absolutely. But it's also about those everyday interactions.
Okay.
Imagine if more people understood that an older dog who's not super bouncy might just need a little space and patience.
Yeah, instead of assuming they're grumpy or unfriendly.
Exactly.
We can help people see that they're just moving through the world a little differently.
Exactly. We can teach kids to approach gently and respect an older dog's boundaries.
Right.
I think we have a real opportunity to shift the way people see and interact with senior dogs.
That would be amazing, to create a world where our senior dogs can feel comfortable and respected wherever they go.
It's a wonderful goal, and honestly, this entire deep dive has been so insightful.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much we can learn from these articles.
Mm-hmm.
Not just practical tips, but deeper lessons about compassion and the power of that human-animal bond. I couldn't agree more. You know, when we started talking about senior dogs, I thought it would mostly be about ramps and special beds.
Right.
But this goes so much deeper.
It really does. It's about recognizing that as our dogs enter this stage of life, they need us in new ways.
Mm-hmm.
They need our understanding, our patience, and our willingness to adapt right alongside them.
And in return, they teach us so much about resilience and gratitude and the simple beauty of living in the moment.
So to our listener out there embarking on this journey with your senior dog, know that you're not alone. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the wins, and remember that the love you share makes all the difference in the world.
This has been an incredible deep dive, and I hope it's given you a ton of ideas and inspiration to make your senior dog's world as wonderful as it can be.
And remember, even small changes can make a big impact. So keep learning, keep adapting, and most importantly, keep showering your furry friend with love.
Until next time, happy tales to you and your amazing senior dogs. Thanks for diving deep with us.